Welcome back to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. I'm your host, Charlie Biggs, publisher of the Tulsa Beacon newspaper. That's Tulsa's family newspaper. And thank you for joining us here. My guest here in the studio is Dan Howard. And Dan is president of Dan Howard Aircraft out at Jones Riverside here in Tulsa. And also, he is the founder of a website called Outraged Patriots. Is it Patriots?
Yes.
Okay, that's .com. Dan, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about immigration, because you know what I found out this week? I talked to one of our state representatives, and he told me that, you know, we passed House Bill 1804. It took effect November 1st, and what we've seen is the migration of illegals out of Oklahoma, but a lot of them have gone back to the country of origin. A lot of them have gone to Arkansas, to Missouri, and Kansas. And we have legislators from Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas have contacted people like Randy Terrell, State Representative Randy Terrell, who is the author of House Bill 1804, and they said, look, we're inheriting your problem, you know, and the federal government's not doing anything about the illegal immigration in our state, so we want to craft legislation that's similar to House Bill 1804, and so Oklahoma's taking really a leadership position in this whole movement.
Yeah, that you couldn't put it more bluntly. Oklahoma leads the way in the war on illegal immigration. I think Randy Terrell, the state representative that authored the bill, is a pioneer in government of the people, by the people, for the people. I'm pretty disappointed even in some of the state legislators that were against 1804 last year that are now coming out against any new revisions to it this year, trying to act like it's a new movement against 1804 when it's not. It's just the same old tired voices like Senator Harry Turncoats and Representative Jett and Arms and Jackson. And I'm just very disappointed that they would, there were some really strong statements made against him in the paper today in the Tulsa World by these gentlemen. I use the word gentlemen lightly. I know Randy Terrell from my involvement in the fight against illegal immigration, and I can tell you that he genuinely has the future and the safety and security of Oklahomans at heart. This legislation has proven to be effective long before the law became went into effect on November 1st, because we had tens of thousands of illegals leaving the state months before the law went into effect. And I guarantee you there's many other states that are adopting the same type of legislation in this coming session.
Well, we had Randy Terrell on the show last week, and he talked about the sign of House Bill 1804, which is one of the provisions of that is to make English an official language of Oklahoma. But, Dan, isn't it true that all the provisions of House Bill 1804 are really just a mirror federal law, existing federal law that's not being enforced?
That's exactly right. The federal courts have ruled that only the U.S. government, the federal government, can determine a person's immigration status. And that is why Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and Farmers Branch, Texas, had their legislation fighting illegal immigration thrown out, because they had actually the landlords, the government agencies, and the state agencies, and the employers determining immigration status just based upon whether the people had documentation. And that is unconstitutional. However, Representative Terrell crafted this legislation along with the help of Senator Williamson, in that no one in Oklahoma is determining the immigration status of anyone. All they are doing is requiring state agencies, employers, both private and public, welfare benefit agencies, and the jails and law enforcement agencies to go, when and if they shall go to the feds to have the immigration status determined of a person. There is no one in Oklahoma determining the immigration status and deporting anyone. All this law does is make employers, welfare agencies, jails, and the appropriate people do their job and check with the federal government who these people are. That's all it is. It mirrors the U.S. immigration laws very well.
Yeah, Dan, I should point out to people, too, that you're a former Oklahoma Highway Patrolman. How big is this problem in Oklahoma?
I'll tell you how big it is. Back in the 1980s, the early to mid-80s, when I was in police work in western Oklahoma, when we had illegal immigrants show up, we called the Immigration and Naturalization Service. And they came the next day, and they hauled as many of the illegal aliens off that we had in our jail. And starting about 15 years ago, about the time this big push for the North American Free Trade Agreement and all this globalism and New World Order style of government became popular, they started pushing away from this because big business wanted the cheap labor. And I think later on, all these Marxist-leaning, socialist-oriented liberal lawmakers saw that, hey, we believe the majority of these folks coming up here, those that can legally get on the voter rolls that become legal and those that are illegal but sneak onto the voter rolls will vote with our liberal agenda, most commonly the Democrat agenda, so that's why they weren't fighting the deal. I think that's kind of where Lou Dobbs, when he was hosting Moneyline, started seeing that you had both the ultra-left and the middle to ultra-right that are in bed with big business making decisions, both policy and employment and legislation-wise, that were all going against the middle-class working American, the person that built this this nation, the people that built it with their, you know, sweat, tears, blood, tax dollars, and military service.
You know, Dan, one of the things, I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative, you are too. One of the things that really bothers me about this whole debate here in our country is there are some what I would call misguided Christians and other churches that are they're trying to relate this to like the Civil War and the Underground Railroad, and they're saying that there are people that don't like these people for racial reasons, or we're oppressing poor people, and that's really not the issue, is it?
It is absolutely not the issue. I've commonly stated that anyone that tries to debate this issue on race, they just need to leave the room because they're way behind the power curve. This has nothing to do with race. I don't care, and I know most of the Oklahoma people and people in this country could care less what color your skin is. If you're in our country legally and you obey our laws, you're welcome here. I have 13 years of law enforcement experience, so I've had a gutful of crime and those who prey on people, predators, child molesters, rapists, robbers, thieves, any of that. And
drug dealers.
Exactly. Drug dealers are one of the biggest problems right now because the drug cartels are in bed with the Mexican military, and they've actually hired the coyotes that smuggle the illegal aliens into this country to come work under them. They're using these big loads of illegal aliens that they're smuggling into the country as decoys. And when they get about 4 or 5 truckloads of illegals through a certain area and they know there's no law enforcement area in that area, they ship loads of cocaine and marijuana. There's billions of dollars of cocaine and marijuana that are following caravans of illegal aliens that are being smuggled into this country, and that's what they are. They're the decoy. They are the point line, I'd say, person or entity in the movement to smuggle illegal drugs into this country. So we are importing drugs and we are importing poverty when we do not secure our border. And this, I don't care what the color of anyone's skin is. It has to do with rule of law. If we do not put a stop to this, we are not going to be the United States of America as our ancestors and founding fathers provided for us.
You're listening to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. I'm your host, Charlie Biggs, publisher of the Tulsa Beacon newspaper, which is Tulsa's family newspaper. We're talking with Dan Howard, president of Dan Howard Aircraft, and also the founder of OutragedPatriots.com, which is a great resource if you're interested in finding out more information about the situation of illegal immigration into this country. And by the way, if you want to get more information about our Mayor Kathy Taylor's $1.6 billion, that's billion with a B, Dan, her proposal to raise taxes in 2008, you need to pick up a copy of the Tulsa Beacon this week at Tulsa Area Quick Trips. Or you can call 523-4425, 523-4425, and we'll sell you a subscription for $30 a year. And also, it's Christmas time, Dan. By the way, we say Merry Christmas on the show. We don't say Happy Holidays.
You got it. That's what I have on my website, and that's what it'll always be around me.
And a lot of people will buy gift subscriptions for friends to the Beacon this time of year, and when they do that, we send a Christmas card saying, this is a gift to you from so-and-so, and we like to call it the gift that keeps on giving. And that number again is 523-4425. Somebody called in last week and said I was saying that too fast, so I'll say 523-4425. 5. That's a shameless plug, but anyway, it's my show, so that's why I do it. But we're talking with Dan. Dan, as you look at the presidential race, and you know, I've talked about this a lot. I just thank God for Tom Tancredo for one thing, because he, and we talked to him when he was here in Tulsa, out at your place, and that the reception you had, and he said, you know, I may not be the next president, but he felt like God, you know, was really directing him to come out and say, well, this has to be an issue in the presidential election. I think if he wasn't in the race, that it would either not be an issue or not be as big of an issue.
I think that the man deserves the American Medal of Freedom. He knows that he is a ultra long shot for the office of the presidency at this point in time. He's endured numerous allegations of just all kinds of horrible monikers of, you know, racist, bigot, and things like that. And I know the man personally. He is a Christian. He is a patriot. He is a constitutionalist. He does not have any desire to promote a personal, selfish agenda. He has been in this battle since 1976 when he was a school teacher in Colorado, and he saw a new state law that had come down that basically made it where if you have a last name that is Hispanic, they automatically put those children into Spanish classes. And the majority of these kids had been born in America. They were Americans from the get-go, and they didn't have any knowledge of Spanish, and it was a deal that was being forced on them. Matter of fact, he said that the man that was pushing it at that time in the Colorado legislature was a man that he had originally seen in the mid-70s with long black hair and a bandana around his head, you know, cussing and raising cane at Hispanic, pretty radical Hispanic rallies. And that man was Frederico Pena, that ended up being, I believe, Secretary of Transportation or Secretary of Energy for Bill Clinton. And he said that Tancredo never defeated this policy, he was able to reduce the funding exponentially in the legislature, the state legislature. So he saw that this infringement upon the heritage of our country starting 30, you know, three decades ago, and he sees just the basic erosion of the American way of life. Everything has become okay if it is multicultural other than American.
Or globalist.
Globalist. And he wants it across the board. You know, if you want to stand behind your American heritage, stand up for the English language, rule of law, the Constitution, that you shouldn't have to pay a price for stepping up and demanding that your legislators obey the law.
You know, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is kind of rising in the polls right now, doing real well in Iowa, from what I understand. And he seems like a pretty decent guy, but you know, I'm concerned about his record on immigration.
Well, to me, he comes across as Ted Kennedy and Michael Dukakis combined. I'm very concerned about him. He may be a Christian, and I won't doubt him on that. But I think as a legislator, he's very misguided. And it was less than 3 years ago. It was June 29th of 05, Charlie. He was the keynote speaker. And accompanied by him at that time was John Tyson, the CEO of Tyson Foods over here in Northwest Arkansas, a huge employer of illegal immigrant labor. They were the keynote speakers for the 76th National LULAC, League of United Latin American Citizens Convention. And he did everything but repeal immigration law in that speech to these. He rolled out the red carpet for these people. He welcomed them aboard. He said our country welcomes them with open arms. And he even negotiated, I believe in violation of Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, an agreement with the Mexican government, because our Constitution states that no state shall enter into an agreement with a foreign government without the congressional oversight. He negotiated a consulate office for Mexico in Little Rock, and for the fee of $1, and they had a building worth tens of thousands of dollars donated to him, or I will say leased to them for $1, and he paved the way for illegal immigrants, and he will not come out against comprehensive immigration reform. He will say that he believes our laws should be enforced and our borders secure. He's in on that common rhetoric. But when it comes to the illegal aliens that are already on the ground in this country, if you pin him down and pin him down and pin him down, he will lead you to the phrase of pathway to citizenship.
You know, another troubling candidate is Rudy Giuliani, because when he was mayor of New York, and he did a lot of good things when he was mayor of New York, but, you know, New York became a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants.
Right. I think Giuliani is a good man. I think he's done some good things in government. I think he would be a great defense secretary or secretary of state, something like that.
Security.
Right. But if I would like... I just want someone that we know is rock solid on fighting illegal immigration, continuing to enforce our existing laws that the American people voted in
and
protect our border. I personally think we're going to have to militarize the border or just triple or quadruple the size of the Border Patrol along with a fence. We're going to have a fence. I know a fence doesn't work 100% of the time, but Duncan Hunter, the representative in California, put a 14-mile fence up, a double-layer fence, down near San Diego, and it cut out 95%+ of all the traffic on both illegal aliens and drugs in that area. So don't tell me a fence. If a fence works 95%, to me, that is major success, and that's what the boots on the ground are for the stragglers that come over after that.
And this issue is not just the idea of starving Mexicans coming across the border to pick lettuce. I mean, this is a lot more complex than that, isn't it?
Oh, the minority of illegal aliens are in the agricultural field, the minority. The reason that we have these businesses now, raising cane in Oklahoma, about 1804, running off legal immigrants, you know, I'll put to you this way. They're misguided on that, Charlie. The majority of these folks that they thought were legal, they had fraudulent green card and fraudulent Social Security card documentation. That's what it is. The majority of these people that fled Oklahoma, the overwhelming majority were illegal aliens. And, you know, the big business that's whining, the only people whining about 1804 now are the people that profited in one way or another off the backs of illegal aliens and off of stepping on the rights of their fellow American citizens. And the businesses that started bringing these illegals in here in heavy content, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they ran out a lot of good legal labor when they did, and it's going to take a while for those people to filter back and know that Oklahoma is a place you can make a living again.
Well, let me make a point, too, here that I make, and nobody seems to notice this or care about this. In the last 34 years, we have executed 43 million babies in their wombs, their mother's wombs,
exactly,
by legalizing abortion. Now, if we had 43 million more Americans born here in this country to American citizens between the ages of 1 and 33, what impact would that have on our economy? Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, when you and I were kids, we went out and mowed grass, and we did a lot of the work that they say Americans won't do.
Exactly.
And plus, you know, I'm a baby boomer generation, and when I retire, that 33 million would be great to help support Social Security. And we have shot ourselves in the foot in this country because of our abortion policy, and in some sense we created a vacuum where we allowed these people to come in.
Well, you're right. And if we were to have a strict border security policy, a zero tolerance security at our border, we had strings. The reason I want that immigration process adhered to is because I want these people checked for diseases. The rate of tuberculosis is now twice the national average in Houston, Texas, and only 40% of those that have it are illegal aliens. It is American citizens down there, most of whom have never left the country for any significant period, that have contracted it, that have 60% of it.
And the Spanish crisis?
Yeah, and the...
terrorism too.
Exactly. You've got Muslims that are now documented as coming across the border with the escorting being conducted by the drug cartels, and
with Mexican names and Mexican ID.
Yeah. And they, you know, a lot of them change their appearance, and you know they'll change their name from a Middle Eastern name to the Muslim name or whatever, to that of a Spanish name, and try to come across. And they do. They resemble each other a lot in ways that I think they could have some success with that. But if we have got, you know, if this country had a bipartisan economic summit that said we are going to need this much labor this year, we're going to need a decrease next year, but then we're going to need about a 30% increase the following year, and they were legitimate numbers at what we need for our society, and we locked that border down and no one came across illegally, I don't have a problem with either increasing or decreasing, whatever the economists call for, the number of legal immigrants, but I want these folks to have an education or have a skill or be trainable, but to have a good background where they're checked for diseases so we don't have any more outbreaks or epidemics, pandemics, and I want them checked for criminal history. We've got a ton. The legal age of consent for sex in Mexico is 12 years old, Charlie, and that is the lowest in the world. All but two states in Mexico are 12 years old. One's 13, one's 14. You cannot have a society like that and then have those people change their mindset about relations when they come to this country overnight and then realize, hey, you need to be 18, you know, before you can have a relationship with someone. We have got a lot of pedophiles, child rapists, and other criminals. They're letting people out of prison in Mexico nowadays on the grounds that they leave the country early, we'll let you out early. And they're not going to go southbound. They're coming northbound to the U.S.
Not going to go
to Mexico. My big deal is with it, as a former law enforcement officer, I am tired of the increase in crime that's being committed by non-U.S. citizens that never entered this country legally, and I do not have to apologize for that.
Now, you're listening to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. Merry Christmas to you and all your family, too. And we're talking with Dan Howard, who is the president of Dan Howard Aircraft out at Jones International Airport. Jones Airport, it's not international, it's Jones Riverside Airport, and also he is the founder of OutragedPatriots.com, which is a wonderful website that you ought to go on and get information for, and we're talking about illegal immigration, and Dan, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but I'm a little bit alarmed at the involvement of big business in this country in this issue, and also there's some chambers of commerce that appear to be poised to help defeat House Bill 1804 in court. You know, there's opposition to that, and I see a business behind this, which is very puzzling to me because are they patriots, or is the almighty dollar more important than preserving the sovereignty of the United States?
I believe it's the almighty dollar that is infecting the minds of certain legislators. They are selling out to the highest bidder, or they are only listening to the businesses. Not all big business is bad, but I think the majority of our problem is big business, but there is some small business out there that's willing to sell out their fellow American and hire illegal labor because they just got too used to being able to profit off of them. And then what they did is they depressed these wages, thus the bids for all the work have dropped, and the bids are probably going to have to go back up a little bit to cover wages for legitimate legal workers to fill the seats of the illegal alien that they profited off of.
And they're calling the opponents of illegal immigration racist, but yet what they're doing in effect is creating a lower class.
Exactly. I call it slavery light. Dan Credo said, "I'm going to use that." Dan, can I use it? I said, "You go for it." I said, "They've lured in." You know, I'll tell you what's going on. They did a survey, the state legislature in Arkansas. They're getting wind they've got a problem. And about 2 months ago, they had a report done, and it came back and said there's about 141,000 Hispanics in Arkansas, of which half are illegal immigrants, according to their report, and of which 32,900 of those 70,000 illegals are on state welfare benefits. That's 47% to 48%. You got corporations like Tyson Foods and Walmart and other big corporations that are hiring in illegal immigrants. You know, a lot of the poultry business over there, and they are paying them such substandard wages that they're forced to live two and three and four families per residence. Then what they're doing is they're going out and they're subsidizing their income with these welfare dollars that the state citizens are paying for. So these big governments are getting the cheap labor. They're getting the greed satisfied. The corporate profits are climbing, and it's the middle class, law abiding, tax paying citizen that's having to foot the bill for this substandard wage.
You know, Dan, your ancestors and my ancestors came to this country as immigrants, probably from Northern Europe, but they came here, and they came here with a hope and a dream. You know, they came here for, I think, primarily for religious freedom. You know, they could worship God the way they wanted to. But they also came here for economic hope and a chance to make a better life for themselves and for future generations. And they did that, and God's blessed this country. But they did it legally, didn't they? And that's really the key issue, isn't it?
Well, and the key issue is these people that want to use that argument, I've had people throw that at me again from time to time again. let's get in the real world here. 200 years ago, when my ancestors immigrated here, there were no immigration laws, and it was a free-for-all. They wanted to build a country. It was a country that had not been saturated by any means. There were very few natives here. They were wanting to fill the country with hardworking people that had a dream, the American dream. Over the years, they developed government, they developed laws, they developed military, they developed big business and industrialization and things like that, and they started to realize, okay, now we have to regulate this so that it doesn't get out of control. Thus, we've had more and more laws come into play over the last 200 years, constitutional amendments, and one of those factors is immigration law, because we cannot have a bunch of undocumented, untested, and unknown background, people with an unknown background coming into this country and disrupt. And we can get to the point now, we've got 4 to 5 million illegally entering this country a year, when we are the most generous country in the world when it comes to allowing people to immigrate. We allow more people to immigrate here each year than any other country, about 1 million, but we're getting five times, Charlie, five times that in illegal immigrants that are crossing through here, and the country just cannot tolerate. There comes a point, folks, where, you know, a house will only hold so many people, a company can only employ so many people, and, you know, we're at that point right now. We're saturated.
Well, we've been talking with Dan Howard from Dan Howard Aircraft at Jones Riverside Airport, and also the founder of OutragedPatriots.com, a great website. Dan, we could go on talking for a long time about this topic. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there.
Yeah, and thank you for coming on the show, and we'll see you next time on Tulsa Beacon Weekend.
All right, you take care.
So glad you could join us today for the Tulsa Beacon Weekend on AM 970 KCFO with your host, Charlie Biggs. Join us each Saturday for the Tulsa Beacon Weekend right here, KCFO, Tulsa.